Welcome to Voices of Freedom.
Radio.
Great to have you here. It's a Thursday morning and another week has flown by. I'm just thinking this morning, and actually I think it started a couple days ago. I was just thinking about if there's a scripture in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, and the way it reads is this: if the Lord be for us, who can be against us? And I've lived long enough, and I've been a Christian for 20 years now, and I'm starting to see some things that I read back when I first got saved, and I'm starting to see some things and how God's plan does come to pass, maybe not as quick as we think it should, but I think I'm starting to see kind of how God works. And Grandma prayed for 30 years for me to get saved, and Grandma didn't make it but a few months after that I got saved that she was called on home to be with the Lord. So I kind of wonder sometimes if she wasn't the light to get me to the real light. You know what I'm saying? But I say this to say a saying that she always said was, the Lord knows what he can trust you with. And man, I'm telling you, when I was a young kid and I thought I knew everything in my mid-20s, that was me. I mean, I thought I knew everything. Nobody could tell me anything. And Grandma had a saying, and her saying was, the Lord knows what he can trust you with. The Lord knows what he can trust you with. And I tell you something, I've thought on that, and I've thought on that. Man, oh man, I mean, I just for years. But today, as we think about, if the Lord be for us, who can be against us? I take us back to Easter weekend when the whole world was observing and worshiping in their own way Jesus Christ. TV channels had the greatest story ever told in the Jesus of Nazareth, you know, and I mean, and you can read that Bible all you want, but there is something about the movies. There's something about watching a story play out with characters and acting. I don't know. You know, it's a something, maybe chemical, something in the mind. But to say all that, to say this, Jesus Christ was worshipped this past weekend, and if he was the Jesus of that Easter and he rose from that grave, then he's Jesus today. And I'm looking at 20 years of serving Jesus, and I'm just realizing after 20 years what Jesus can do. And you say, well, what do you mean? You've been saved from the beginning, and you're making an excellent point, and it's 100% accurate. At the very beginning of it all, I got saved. You know, at age 30, so it wasn't the beginning of my life, but I started as a new creature in Jesus Christ at age 30. Jesus didn't penalize me because I waited 30 years. You know, if anything, if anybody's been penalized, it's the people around me that have heard me share a Gideon talk, that have heard me teach a Sunday school lesson, or heard me try to preach a message out there. Those are the people that got harmed that I didn't get saved when I was 10, 12, 15 years old. But God has not held that against me. Is that not kind of amazing? But from the moment that I asked for forgiveness, Jesus saved me. All of heaven was guaranteed to me from that point forward. Because if God would have said, you're in if you do blah, 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 see, then he would have added a work to it. And see, that's what makes a lot of these other religions of the world that are very popular, because we got an idea in our head that we ought to have to work for something. Well, in society, we should have to work. It says in the Bible, no work, no eat. But for a relationship with the living God that sent his son to die for your sins, that price and that work has been done and been paid. We've kind of lost track. We're so backward on so many things. It says there in the Bible, it says people will think that what was good is now bad and what is bad is now good. We're living in that day today. We're living in a day when if certain powers would come into power, we would not be able to live the way we're living in our society. I don't know about you, but I live pretty good. I don't have people driving by my house shooting, and I'm not saying that some don't. But for the most part, most of us live where people don't just drive by and shoot in your house. somebody's not walking down your street dealing drugs. Now, it's not far from my house, and it may be out here, but I think our law enforcement is starting to get a grasp on this, and I think they're starting to see where Jesus can be used in these situations and some wonderful things can be done because of Jesus. Now, that's what I believe. So that's a good thing. Now, where do we go from here? If Jesus be for us, who can be against us? My mindset was still, I knew I was saved. I knew I had heaven locked up because God doesn't make mistakes, and he's not sitting in heaven with an eraser that one day I'm in and one day I'm out. He doesn't work that way. But from that point on, I knew I was saved, and I have read the Bible. I've listened to it for hours and hours on CDs and DVDs and just everything. And pretty much, if you read a popular scripture, I can pretty much finish it if you read a couple words out of it. But that's not where I was going with it. It's the where I'm going with on this deals with the fact that God is constantly moving you and putting you in a position to do the things that he wants to do. A couple years ago in my church, I'm sitting on the back pew and I'm as happy as I could be. There's nothing in the world that, you know, I have really no need of. I'm just going through the motions. Well, let me tell you something. I have learned. If you're just going through the motions for Jesus, that's not working. Okay? So to go through the motions for Jesus is almost to take a step back. It's almost like to be the world that worship Jesus on the weekend or maybe made their one time a year visit to church, but now we got to do something here. Now we've got to get into a work. So when our church began looking for a preacher, I was pretty... You know, I sat there and I listened for a while, and then I thought, you know, I need to try to do something here. And I'm like, well, son, you don't have a degree for that. You don't have this. You don't have that. Well, by stepping out and being willing, God put me in that position. So we went for a year, and it was re-election a few months ago, and God put me back into that position. So as my church has shown more confidence in me, and as I began to do other things that Jesus, I think, and hope and pray would have me to do, God is starting to bless in a little different way. Now, I keep hearing the echoes of Grandma saying, the Lord knows what he can trust you with. And you say, well, what do you mean? I'm just telling you that God is starting to line things up in my life that weren't never lined up like this. And God is the only one that when he is with you and he pours out the storehouse of blessings on you, there's nothing around that can compare. Because number one, when you can see the blessing coming, and I've been blessed every day I've been saved because I was on hell's doorstep. But there's something about putting that Jesus First campaign out there. That was the first thing that my church encouraged me to do. So I put the Jesus First campaign out there. And by putting Jesus first and by keeping Jesus first, there's doors that are opening. There's politicians trying to shut doors. There's people against me, and I can almost feel it and see it. But God is for me, and there is nothing else people can do, and it's astounding to kind of watch it. My wife and I have discussions all the time. We don't see each other. Well, I shouldn't say that because she works so much in our schedules and in our daughter, and we don't see each other that much. We don't talk that much. But every now and then, my businesses are kind of a flexible thing that was set up that way because we've always taken our girl to school of a morning. We've always picked her up. So she's in seventh grade, so do the math. So for 8 years, I can tell you where I'm at about 7 to 8 o'clock every morning. And then in the afternoon between 2 and 3, I can tell you sort of where we're at there, right? So with that said, okay, with that little bit of information revealed to you, we have a discussion every now and then about why Brooke Lunsford doesn't get a normal job. And I go into where do they hire between 8 and 2 o'clock. And I said, where is there a job between my house and the school? And we go at this. I mean, we really go at it sometimes. Well, turns out there just might be. So you pray about that, and we'll let God do what he needs to do, and we'll do, and it'll be awesome. So there's that. And then there's all these little things where all of a sudden, I'll be honest, I wanted to be out front. I wanted people's recognition. I wanted to be pushed forward. But there's a piece that's in me right now that wants me to help these young politicians that are trying to get started. There's a big piece of me right now that wants to help our young people at Glory Way Baptist Church get started. There's a big piece of me right now that wants to help these young professionals in Lincoln County get to the next level or broaden the horizons or make Lincoln County a place where people can go. And it's a center point. It's not an escape. It's not a place where we don't have enough money to leave town, but it's a place that's drawing people in because we have things that nobody else has. And my number one thing for them to have is Jesus out front. And I believe that having Jesus out front is the key to it all, because as I look back over life, I was saved for 20 years. I was going to church for 20 years. I was in some good organizations doing some good things for Jesus for 20 years, but I really never publicly said Jesus is going to be first in my life, and win, lose, draw, or death, I'm keeping Jesus first, and I'm marching forward to see what Jesus can do. But I've done that ever since my church put confidence in me and put me out there. I've put Jesus out there. It's almost like they put you in the game, and you said, well, here, give me that helmet and shoulder pads, and that was Jesus leading you. You know what I'm saying? Because what we've got a tendency of doing is saying, well, I'm in the game now. I'm going to do this thing my way. But that wasn't what I did. For the first time in my life, they put me in the game. I said, Jesus, I can't do this unless you're first. So Jesus said, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to bring you. I'm going to reveal some things to you, and I'm going to show you how people are, and I'm going to show you how to help these people, and I'm going to show you how to build them into brothers and sisters in a strong church. And then I want you to do something else. I want you to take the preaching outside the church house, because a lot of people don't come to the church house anymore. But I'm still Jesus outside the church house. I'm still Jesus on Sundays other than Easter Sunday, and I'm still Jesus on Monday through Saturday. So you got to take this thing out. You're going to go into places, and they're not always going to want to hear Jesus, but what you can do is you can act like a Christian, and you can smile like a Christian, and you can be a light like a Christian, and guess what people will do? They will know that you're a Christian. And that's as true, and that's been as revealed to me recently as anything. Listen, I might not have any answers for you, but the God that leads me created the universe. The God that is for me, nobody can stand against him. Now, like old Lunsford would have done 20 years ago, I could say, that's my God and you can't have him. But my God says, you share what I've done for you with other people, because there's enough of me for everybody to have some of me and for me to lead everybody's life. And if I start to lead a lot of people's lives, I can roll over there to 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it reads, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Folks, we want to prolong the days. We want to clean up our streets. We want to get people back to work. We want to give people hope, get them off drugs, get them moving in the right direction. How do we do it? Jesus Christ is what did it for me. But now that I've gone 20 or 30 years down the road, I think I can tell you not only how to get to Jesus, but how to get Jesus out front earlier in your life. And if you get Jesus out front earlier in your life, you'll do big things for Jesus Christ. You'll be a superstar for Jesus Christ. You will be the light of the world for Jesus. Many people will get saved. You will live a cleaner, better life. You will be able to do some things that you can't even imagine that you could have ever done. Doors will open for you that were previously shut. Now, you say, can you prove that? Yeah, I can prove it. But the problem is, I can only prove it for myself. I can't prove it for you, and I don't want to say this. Let's say you go for 40 years and God never opens a door. it doesn't mean you're not going to heaven. And that's the part that I had to hang up on, because it says all things work together to good to them that love the Lord. It's like, well, I love the Lord. Why isn't everything I do working, together for good? Well, if you go back and you read a little bit before and a little bit after, it talks a little bit about getting in God's will. Well, what is God's will? Well, it's God's will that we work. It's God's will that we support our families. It's God's will that we put Him first. It's God's will that we're the light of the world. It's God's will that we tell other people how to get to Jesus. It's God's will that if somebody's suffering and hurting, that we help them and do something for them and pick them up a little bit and push them forward just a little bit. Amen? But we don't do that. We don't help people. We don't reach down for people like we should. And that's why I'm hoping in politics, that sounds funny, doesn't it, that we can do what we've promised to do and we can reach down and encourage people, because I see it on Facebook from good friends every day. It don't matter which side gets in there, both sides stink. And some of these people are leaders in their jobs. Some of these people are leaders in the community. Some of these people, I mean, they have to know that their family and their friends, they've lost complete faith in their government. Now, my church, every Sunday, we're praying for our leaders, our men and women soldiers, our policemen, our firefighters, our first responders, all the people who need to be prayed for, we're praying for. Isn't that amazing? Now, we're praying for them. Now, what else we got? Well, here's the deal. We got a lot to look forward to as Christians. The best is yet to come. We've heard that statement for a million years here on earth. But guess what? The best is yet to come, because the Bible says the eye hasn't seen, the ear hasn't heard, and it has not entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Well, give me some of the big things about heaven. No more tears, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more wanting for anything, because in the 23rd Psalm, David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd. You will see your shepherd face to face." Can you imagine that? You will see your shepherd face to face. Do you want to get to a place called heaven? Do you want to change your life today? Oh, I could change my life, but I still have the same crummy job. Oh, I could change my life, but I still live in a bad neighborhood. I could change my life, but my husband or my wife is such a maniac. I could change my life, but on and on and on. What I had to do in March 1997, and you got to do it today, is I had to surrender. When I surrendered, it became a brand new game. Jesus Christ made me a born-again believer in Him. And when He did that, He created a new creature in Christ, meaning God lives inside of me now. You can't change a thing, but here's what you could do. If you got saved, Jesus could come into your life, and Jesus could do the changing. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing? Jesus Christ can change your life. Could old Brooke Lunsford change it? No. Oh, I could trick your, whatever for a long time or a little time. I don't know. But with Jesus Christ, if you let Jesus come in your life, I'm telling you right now, you will not believe it. Now, the beautiful thing is Jesus is going to save you right now. The beautiful thing is Jesus has a master plan for you that is so much bigger than you ever thought. My life is nothing like what I thought it would be. But somehow, Jesus took that and He's made that better. Can you believe it? Because so many times in life you stop and you think, well, I wanted this and I wanted that. But then at the end of the day, when you see what Jesus has done, man, it's better than your plan. Why is it better? Because it's going to last forever. See, whatever plan you've come up with for your life, it's not going to last forever. But Jesus' plan, it will last forever. Hope you got something out of the message today. Look forward to talking to you again soon, and we'll go from there. Have a great week.